Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to the 1 Minute Movie Reviews podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute, and this week we're taking on Top Gun from 1986. I hope everybody had a safe and happy, as happy as it can be for Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully you got some relaxing in, hopefully you got some barbecuing in, and more importantly, I hope you got some time to yourself to think about what the holiday actually was and remember the fallen. I'd like to start off the podcast with a bad joke now, or a bad dad joke. This comes to us from podcaster extraordinaire Zach Deuce. And what did the baby corn say to the mama corn? Where's popcorn? Zach, that's terrible. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Please feel free to send those to me. This could be bad jokes in general. Send those to me at OMMR Podcast on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram, or email those to me at OMMRpodcast@gmail.com. Now, this is the first episode in what I'm going to be calling the Revisited series. And this is going to be looking back at cult classics from long past, or summer blockbusters from years ago, or movies that just got overlooked and deserve a second look. You won't believe this, but some movies I've never actually seen. The Princess Bride, never seen it. The John Wick series, never seen them. There's a whole bunch of those that have just gotten away from me. I've always intended on watching, but I haven't. And some of them I've not seen in a long time. Now, this first one I haven't seen in probably 30 years. It's Top Gun from 1986. And the reason why I'm doing this one is obviously Top Gun had a massive box office weekend. I think it's the biggest one that's ever been released over Memorial Day weekend in box office history. So I decided to go back and look at this one and see if it held up, how'd it go. Before we get to that,
talk to me, Goose.
Thank you, Thomas Cruise, for that one. I appreciate it. What a famous, iconic line. I actually have a friend, Jason, that every time he answers the phone, he says that. Talk to me, Goose. So what is it? It's Top Gun from 1986. It's currently on Netflix. I think it's going to be the last day on May 31st to actually watch it on Netflix because it says it's expiring. If that's true, Netflix made a mistake. Especially with that release coming out, you have to hang on that for at least another month or two because you're going to get a big bump in listenership because of it. But it's got a runtime of 1 hour and 49 minutes. A quick casting is Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer, and wait a second, is that a Meg Ryan sighting and Tim Robbins? How did they sneak into those? And the rating is PG. PG? That's it? That kind of surprises me. And like I said earlier, the year was 1986. So 60 seconds for the original Top Gun. What's it about? A hotshot Maverick pilot tries to find his way in the world's most rigorous flight school finishing school. Why to watch it? Are you kidding me? The soundtrack's amazing. You can go all the way back to where it started before Top Gun Maverick and where it got its origin from. One of the best parts of this movie is the bro fest that happens between Goose and Maverick. Goose is the best wingman a guy could ask for. And it's got great aerial action scenes. Why to skip it? This one was really dated. My 16-year-old son tried to watch this and gave up after 10 minutes. There's lots of cheesy movie cliches in this one. I had an audible groan a couple of times as I was watching it. And there's so many tidy whiteys in this one. And the self-loathing at the end becomes way too much. And why is Tom Cruise playing beach volleyball in a pair of Wranglers? Wranglers, what are we doing? Rating out of 10. This one still gets a 7.0 on my book. You have to at least watch this one time in your lifetime to say you enjoyed it. As always, thank you for listening. Please share me with a friend or an enemy. It doesn't really matter to me. So if you got 1 minute to spare, you could spend it with me as we fly real fast, we'll talk real low, and boy, do those tidy whiteys sure really glow. Wait, what?